બિહારી જે બધે વેન ટુ રૂપનાથ ગોડિયા મત બનકંડી મહાદેવ રાધા શ્યામ સુંદરજી એન્ડ દેન વી કેમ બેક ટુ ગોપીનાથ ગોડિયા મત from Gopinath Gauriya Math, we came back to this place. Today, most respectable Shri Nitalila Pravesh, Shri Om Vishnupad, Ashwapasad, Shri Shrimad Bhakti, Dr. Sridhar Maharaj, Goswami Maharaj, appearance day as we are celebrating. On this occasion, in the morning, we performed arati and at his feet we offered our Pushpanjali. Now, some speakers will speak on his about his glories. First of all, I ask Padmanabha Maharaj will speak in brief 15-20 minutes. Padmanabha Maharaj. This is better. Like that only. That was better. Okay.
जी भैया. यही ठीक है.
उनके पास रहते थे ना ये संगना महाराज रहते थे ना उनके पास कुछ समय शिक्षा बनू है गुरु तो ना सुगुरुदेव पहले नाम इनका गुरुक्रम प्रभु धन्यवाद
Swami Maharaj Prabhupada. And secondly, I'm offering my equal number of prasadam, Vaishnava Prabhupada.
Oh, what is going on? Wait a minute.
Prior to this meeting, this commentary, he himself definition of Radhika as the power of Sri Krishna, as the potency, the Shakti of Sri Krishna, and actually the Brahma Varaj was worshipping Srimati Radharani. So when he read the commentary of Srimati Radharani Maharaj, which he wrote in Sanskrit language, and then elaborated upon this, he said exactly the same thing, that this Gayatri Mantra, it is the flute song of Krishna, and it is ultimately worshipping Radha Adam Devahi, meditating upon the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani. So Srila Prabhupada said, he was so happy to hear and to see that Srila Shikarvaraj had conveyed in such a beautiful way the same realization that he had had. So Srila Shikarvaraj also wrote a very beautiful epic moment called the Prema Dhamma Sutra. This is about 72 verses in very beautiful Sanskrit poetry, which has the same meter as one of the poems of Srila Krishnadasa Kaviraja Swamipada. And in this 72 poems, the entire life of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was summarized from in chronological order from his birth until the end of his manifest dealings and pastime. And all preaching and Siddhanta and everything were very beautifully put within this talk. One of the exalted disciples of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was a very close friend, very intimate godfather of Srila Sridhar, that is Srila Kinchana Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj. And he used to love to sing those verses of the great Dhamma Deva Sutra. So, Srila Sridhar Maharaj also proposed various poems in glorification of our Rupa Durga Guru Maharaj. He proposed poems in glorification, songs in glorification and ashtakams for Srila Bhakti Adolf Thakur, Srila Gorgi Sharma, Bhakti Maharaj, Srila Bhakti Sanat, Srila Thakur. And those songs, like one of them, Sujanatha Narad, Bhakti Yuvam, Sujanatha Narad, Bhakti Yuvam, 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 Bhakti Yuvam. So that song was read by Srila Prabhupada himself, Bhakti Shyama Saraswati, and he liked it so much. He said it was composed in a very happy style, very beautiful meter, and therefore he wanted that it would be sung every day in all of his Gaudiya Vaidya temples around the world, and therefore he wanted to do that in all devotional masters singing that beautiful song in glorification of Jagat Guru Deva Srila Prabhupada. And when Srila Maharaj proposed his song in glorification of Srila Bhakti to the whole platform, then Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Prabhupada said, it is as if the hand of Srila Bhakti to the whole platform has written this himself. So there was a very wonderful background to Srila Srila Maharaj's move of service to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you. probably will give up. So, she was here and I described that she was following our house, walking down the following house, but if you do, if it didn't come that, somebody industrial this person like this. And then she was here and I went through the preaching. She would deliver this Siddhanta. And then, she was walking down the following house, he kept this for the donation. So this way, with a trio, they were preaching and they were feeding and starting to go in hot. And there's one incident that also took place here in Bombay. That, you know, in the around 1932 or 33, Srila Bhakti Kripali Mangalar, who had been sent to Europe, he had been sent to preach in Germany and England. And he was there for something like 2 years. And when he returned back, brought home, of course, in those days by ship, he returned back and first landed in Bombay. And at that time, our Bhagavad Swami's Srila Maharaj were also there. Now, both of these personalities have been told that in order by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati to preach the message of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in English-speaking language to the Western country. Because actually Srila Srinivasa Maharaj was requested by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Prabhupada to go to England. But he explained himself that at that time he said, if you order me, I will, I can go. But I did not feel that my nature would be able to accomplish so much. So then Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Prabhupada selected Srila Prabhupada to go. And of course, our Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Swami Maharaj, he had been ordered from the first moment that he met Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur that he should preach the message of Mahaprabhu in an English speaking language to the whole world. And that was reiterated before he left this world. So when they were both in Bombay, and Srila Prabhupada was returning back, they were there to greet him. They actually greeted him when he came off the boat. And they brought him to the welcoming place. And when they began their discussions, naturally they were very curious to hear about his experience in the Western country. What was it like to go there to the West in lesser age, younger than age, trying to inject this vision of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? What was your experience? So, naturally, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta explained so many experiences that he had. Actually, he had focused very much on the intellectual class, and he had some connections with loyalty and so forth, but he was mainly focusing there at that time in his preaching attempt. So, at that time, he asked eventually to them, he said, actually, in the Western countries, they ask so many questions. And even some of their questions, very difficult to answer. So that's just to share about this. What questions they are asking? And then Srila Bhaktisiddhanta began to tell one question. And then Srila Bhaktisiddhanta, he actually provided a perfect answer to that question. Then he asked another question. And again, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta perfectly answered that question with all logic and reason and Siddhanta. Then the third question again, same thing. And then at that moment, there were no more questions that he could think of. And now Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Swami Maharaj, he stood up in that little assembly and he said, today Europe has been conquered by Asia. So Srila Bhaktisiddhanta truly was a most powerful exponent of this deep philosophy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And after the disappearance of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, we know that he combined with our current Gurudev Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Ajnesha Maharaj, and their efforts went out for some time together in the progressive preaching mission of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Later on, Srila Sridhar Maharaj, he actually had told about his own nature. And he said that, I am a backward pushing man. He used to use this term, backward pushing man. That he likes to remain in the background in the lecture in Marsport to his disciples in about 1973 or so, he said that I have a plan that I want to start another institution after the breakdown of our Guru Maharaj and spoken left, and I wanted to make sure that Guru Maharaj was the Shri Maharaj head of that institution. But as you know, she was a public organization for a started voting in the meeting, and so many of the doctors came to mention that. But later on, Shri Shri Maharaj, he had a very conclusive nature. Even Archbishop Prabhupada Swami Maharaj, he himself told that I wanted to close him up because he had so many deep realizations, but he was keeping to himself. Even Archbishop Prabhupada Prabhupada Swami Maharaj was saying like that. The Shri Shri Maharaj, he was so humble and so honest. He said, oh, my Guru Maharaj, when he was at the church of the Prabhupada, used to call me a peace lover. Peace lover. So it was a very humble question of a self-deprecating guru. He was like this, but in his old age, you know, before our Srila Prabhupada, from the Prabhupada Swami Maharaj, passed away from the stroke, he went to visit Srila Srila Maharaj one more time in 1977. And he met with him at that time. There's a recorded conversation, transcribed, and there he was reflecting Srila Srila Maharaj to please come and live in my court, to with him. And he said, my disciples are building a house for me there. I want that you will come, you will live with me there. Many, many times I was feeling a very great need to consult with someone, but there is no one. So please, Maharaj, give me your order. Even I will make all arrangements. At that time, Srila Srila Maharaj was very invalid. He said, I will make all arrangements. You will not have to move anywhere with your own energy. They are building a list also. So please come. Many educated people are coming from all over the world. So I will travel everywhere and pray for the region, reach to them like this. So at that time, she was sharing for us to read. He said, I will come, sometimes I will come. But at that time, he was very ill. And he told later, he thought, I thought that I could not survive Swami Maharaj. I would not live longer than him. But actually, by Krishna's will, he allowed Srila Srila Maharaj to stay in this world for 11 more years. And during that time, by the request of Srila Prabhupada Swami Maharaj, he gave so much help and guidance to all the Western devotees who came to him. He gave so much teaching, hundreds and hundreds of dollars of darshan. He answered so many questions, and he clarified all the Vaishnava Siddhanta. He made it very clear that what is the pathway of this bhakti, and he clarified what is the goal, what is the great prayojan, that our goal is not Krishna, not to serve Krishna, but to serve Srimati Radhika. He made this Radha-Gaksha conception very clear, but he also was very practical in his teaching. He told that from where you are now, you should begin the process of Sharanagati. Just like yesterday we heard from Srila Gurudev that Sharanagati and Shraddha, they're interchangeable, the same thing. So Srila Srila was very practically, he would give instructions to the devotee that how can you perform the process, the six limits of Sharanagati in your life. So in this way, Srila Srila Maharaj, he gave so much help and guidance to all the Vaishnavas throughout the world to this very day. His lectures and his darshans have been translated and compiled in many books. And the devotees all around the world in different languages, they're reading these books and they're feeling so much help from this divine personality, Srila Bhakti Rakshakshita Maharaj. And in the same way that I felt this guidance in my own personal spiritual life after the disappearance of my Guru Maharaj, in the same way, after the disappearance of Srila Bhakti Rakshakshita Maharaj, as Srila Srila Maharaj often all the time told him, he said that wherever you find the divine flow, the current of the actual truth flowing down under this plane, where you find it living in a pure Vaishnava who is speaking Harikatha, then you should run there to that place immediately, and you should bow your head there and worship there. So in this way, Srila Sridhar gave us the clue that he told us to always keep searching for that pure Vaishnava. So by the mercy of Krishna, he gave our Srila Prabhupada in this world. Then he supplied Srila Bhakti Raja Sridhar Maharaj to it. And now, in this modern era, our beloved Srila Durde, Srila Bhakti Raja Sridhar Maharaj, he is the greatest representative and he is helping all the Vaishnavas throughout the world and helping them to come to Braj and enter into this pathway of Braj Bhakti. So I am bowing down at the lotus feet of Srila Bhakti Raksha Srila Maharaj, Srila Bhakti Raksha Swami Maharaj, that Srila Bhakti Raksha Narayan Goswami Maharaj, as the living representatives for the whole world, as the Jagat Gurus of this world, to give this message of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Is always subject to change. Change is recite any quotation. All the dialogue that you will hear, all of the poetry that you will hear, all of the songs that you will hear, were written by me by virtue of his divine inspiration. My own is that of a messenger, nothing more. Today's presentation is an offering to my Guru Maharaj and to Shiva Buddhadev as well, and not something that I have prepared to entertain you. However, it would be good if you would give your attention to these matters. We be here now. I began serving devotees in 1972 in New York City at the Iskcon Temple on West 55th Street. I was their martial arts instructor, and I taught devotees karate on the rooftop of that 55th Street Temple 3 times a week. I was well respected in that devotional community 36 years ago. That's when it all happened to me. In 1983, I met a devotee in Philadelphia by the name of Craig Rocca. He was the head pujari of that temple, and we became the dearest of friends, a friendship that lasted for more than 20 years. Craig Rocca introduced many aspiring devotees to the teaching of Srila Sri Narayana. In 1984, Hiraka escorted me to Navadvipa, where I formally met my Guru Maharaj at the Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Mahat. During that visitation, I had the unprecedented good fortune of taking Diksha initiation directly from his lotus lips. After spending a considerable time at that mosque, Prabhupada and I traveled to the Keshavi Gopi Mart in Mathura to meet with Shiva Gurudev, who subsequently invited us to attend the Raj Mandala Parikrama with him and about 500 of his Indian devotee followers. We were the only two Westerners to attend that austere parikrama in 1984. After some time, the other day requested us to help him to build the Rupa Sanatana Mosque in Vrindavan. I think that we raised a considerable portion of the money that was needed. I personally donated 50% of my weekly salary. I had my own construction company in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, in the United States, from which I earned a very lucrative salary. After some time, actually, I believe that this Craig Rocca, who I mentioned before, single-handedly introduced scores of devotees to the teachings of Srila Sridhar Maharaj and to Srila Buddhadev as well. He had a revolutionary spirit. Srila Buddhadev renamed to Craig Rocca Find the Shore Das. I'm taking this time to personally honor and validate Find the Shore Das for his valiant efforts. Unfortunately, Ram Kishore is not here. Last year, I had a conversation with one of the Pure Bhakti website format lords. I mentioned the fact that together is probably the most important and significant word in the English language. And that is why I chose to use together, we, in the title of my book, and my book, Together We Love. me from the Pure Bhakti website, no, just the opposite is what happened. Together, I discovered this word about 30 years ago in a metaphysical book on magical words. It clearly describes that the word together is the most significant word in all states of accomplishment. The word we is also very significant because this word represents two vessels that are open to give and to receive. Whereas me is just the opposite, which is only capable of receiving from below but cannot contain anything. When we fail to include others, when we fail to synergize our heart with the heart of Guru, then we miss the vital purpose and meaning of life. I've heard a great deal about the need for more love and affection, but I haven't heard very much about mutual respect. Mutual respect is the first prerequisite, the first requirement. In order to qualify to receive love and affection, one will have to spawn that love and affection by giving love and affection. We get what we give, nothing more and nothing less. And when there is discrepancy between what we say and what we do, one is more inclined to accept what we do. Together, we love. Together, we love. We have an identifiable reality by virtue of the part we play in relationship. That is the only time we have any discernible identity. Without interactions, we are not. Together, we are. In a state of aloneness, we are not. I am not. Everything in this world deserves to be loved. Everything should be given mutual respect. Everything and everyone should be validated by virtue of their contribution. This is the Together We Love reality. It is a vital solution that will solve the problems of life. Together we love is a world consciousness that does not exclude anything or anyone. Moreover, it includes even every part of nature. Love is magical. It is the paramount state of awareness. Love is undoubtedly the most important aspect of all creation. God is love. His nature is love. His essence is love. When we express love, we are in touch with its source. When we disconnect and feel no love disassociated ourselves from the Lord of creation as well. Love of beauty, love of art, love of music are all spiritual phenomena. Because it activates the spirit in us and enhances it by virtue of our heartfelt participation. By trying to possess love, we lose it. Love cannot be possessed, harnessed, or entrapped. act selflessly for the interest of others than the true love propensity is actually realized. That is the only time we truly demonstrate love. So, self-interest is a pernicious problem which contaminates everything. Most of us want to control even the hearts of others. We can only control the heart of anyone by demonstrating true love and affection, not by force or fear. Love is an outpouring of the heart. And true love is beyond the limitations of mundane sexuality. Real love is the ultimate human thing that does not divorce ourselves from human. Love is the ultimate human. Love is the supreme emotion of the human emotional state. The supreme emotion. The universal heart is always enraptured in love and is permeating that love everywhere at all times. And until our heart synergizes with the universal heart that beats for all humanity, we will fail to realize our real purpose in life. To my guardian of devotion, O guardian, you have given me a passport to immortality. I am now in reality, having escaped from whom may be fatality and my speciality is glorifying you. Make me like you. Make me like you. Please know my heart and hear this prayer, which is the glorification of the purest of air, a manifestation of your heart self-care. Your reality. I want to be what you are. Be in your reality. Make me do what you want me to do. It's all up to you. It's all up to you. Make me do what you want me to do. I want to feel what I should feel. I want to do what you want me to do. It's all up to you. It's all up to you. And I want to see what you want me to see. Please make me see what I should see. Help me to do what you want me to do. It's all up to you. It's all up to you. When I want to know what you want me to know, please help me know what I should know of your reality. You are a fathomless ocean of mercy and kindness. The stalwart helpers, devotees can readily see, capable and more than willing to resuscitate my frozen heart. You are a personification of all that is great, an image to fill the void. With unpretentious humility and limitless facility, bestowing blessings that span both time and time. genuine determination and full throttle faith that in a strain is what catapults us to that magnificent place.
They borrow her mood and energy. Disconnected. To make any further calls, please disconnect and dial the Airtel access number again.
I don't really have much conversation with my teaching room.
in Central Washington in the center, and I didn't really know what green and blue was until I came to the So I sent the doctor, he should have been down to the Smith room, and going on to Bucky Shakespeare, he do you? Bucky Shakespeare. Just came out of the Putin bus. I mean, he by his objection, I couldn't get to the place of his knees. And now we found so then after there was nobody around. And sir introduced me, who are you? And I said, I'm a disciple, A.C. Bumpkin, and I'm a robot. So he was a Shinran, he met the dead, and really, you know, and so listen, I'm so lonely, significant, because it's all the personality. I didn't know how tall he was from Grand Prairie and understanding the reasons of his book and hearing the question. But when he said that, he immediately said, oh, there's so many of your godfathers. Where's that's just an honor. And she's an honor for me. And she's an honor for me, actually. I was wondering why he asked the question. He said, well, because actually, Chittananda Swami, he was the first one that I heard as an introduction to Chittananda. And I just got, they started to distribute us cakes. I was making, they were singing, we did all of the other
Jiva. You can Jiva. This is actually
finish, and she was beautiful from the like that. So in that way, it's very responsive and seductive. And very important line. And then actually, in her own book, I got that. She was remarkable, and I was out, looked at it then. So, anyway, his relationship with Prabhupada also was very, very close. Once Guru Shivan received with Prabhupada, Guru Shivan, and they were taking the wood together. Woody, Papa, they were taking it together, and all of a sudden, Guru Shivan looked up at Guru Prabhupada, and he said, "It's Woody." What is this? This change is coming. Change is coming. That actually, excuse me,
you should not
start chanting first, and then understand the Prabhupada chant, and the crowd hears this first and then another. And that's the first verse I've ever heard, which is in German, about someone around them. Anyway, once more, then I feel you now disappear from this land in 1988, and that night, the lucky remote point I was saying over, I didn't expect it to be Shukama, but at that time he left, and he did not know what the Shukama house was called the Shamai, the Shukama Forest Shamai, the Shukama Shamai, and there was an earthquake in Mayapura at that time, and he told me there was an earthquake, and the next day, the manual tree, the front yard of Shukama, left his body, died. It would be great love to all of us, and we should be to also have that he helped save all the devotees from the expecting of the truth of the story. So the man of God went from Jesus to Shushira, and it's also one of the parts that I saw in 1985 when I was there. And all of a sudden there was a big kirtan outside the gate. One devotee rushed around the room, came outside, he got his devotee, he pulled it inside, he went inside, upstairs, made his basement in the visual kirtan, he came back, he walked by me and looked at him, he looked at me, and then I recall, this is Narayana. He was going by another piece of miracle like that. So I was like, I feel very grateful to Grandma and actually opened my heart to show me what she was here by and gave me this. What God was saying. One of the government is here.
Shriman Padmana Maharaj, Buddha Prabhu, everybody spoke in glories of Bhakti Srila Sridhar Maharaj. They have given their Pashpanjali at his lotus feet of Sridhar Maharaj. With my Gurudev and along with Sridhar Sevaka Maharaj and Pujavasila Vaman Maharaj, every year we used to go and visit him. We used to hear the discussions and dialogues between my Gurudev and Pujavasila Sridhar Maharaj. One time, Pujavasila Sridhar Goswami Maharaj said, that I came to Maya, and the name of the house was given by Ramananda Brahmachari. We went to Calcutta for learning law. He went to the law college and finished his law there. And he came to Mayapur for having darshan of Prabhupada. He saw that underneath a tree, the brahmachari in a white cloth, sitting in a chair. And he has kept his legs on the table and meditating, closed eyes. And being with sannyasi,